Broncos are 2-2, the Chargers 1-3. It's hardly where many thought these respective clubs would be going into what is suddenly a crucial Week 5 clash at Invesco Field at Mile High. If the Broncos win, they'll at worst be tied for first in the AFC West. If they lose, they'll be tied for last. But in the eyes of some, that does not make this game a time for panic.
You know, I think it's early to be talking about must wins, but you know, bottom line is we're 2-2, and a lot of things feel like they're not going the way we want. But we're still on top of the division, and this anytime you have a division game, as we've said often, it counts double.
Early, it's only Week 4, more than a Week 5. It's too early. I mean, we're 2-2. We break our season up into four quarters. First quarter, we didn't do too good, 2-2. We'd rather be 4-0. But, you know, it's still early. And, you know, we haven't even played a divisional game. Well, one divisional game, and we're 1-0.
But to get to 2-0, the Broncos will have to get past the defending AFC West champions, the San Diego Chargers. They've already lost more games than they did all of last year. But with LaDainian Tomlinson powering the offense and stars like Sean Merriman bolstering the defense, they remain a dangerous outfit indeed.
First time getting off to a rough start. They played some awfully good football teams, and you see the ability. Oh, it's there. I mean, they're a good explosive offense, and it's always scary when you're playing such a team that has such ability.
But Tomlinson has found scant room to run this year after rampaging through NFL defenses for a league record touchdown tally in 2006, with 7 of his scores coming at Denver's expense.
It's just getting daylight for him to run. When he, in the first half against Kansas City, he looked like he's always looked. And if you give him any creases, he'll take advantage of it. He's the same guy. It's just they haven't all been on sync totally in all their runs. And when they are, they're very dangerous.
If Tomlinson and the Chargers' run game is in sync, it could cause nightmares for Denver's run defense, which is next to last in the league rankings.
We just have to improve on the running game. Our pass defense has been good. It's been consistent. Our rush has been, when we can get them in the third down situations, has been more than adequate, and it will continue to improve. And we just have to improve as far as up front, front seven, everybody. Everybody's involved when they get big runs. And it's been a growing process. There are subtle improvements, but it's hard to see when you see the end results on Sunday. But we just have to keep working on it. We realize we have a lot of new people. Got a lot of rookies, got a lot of first-year guys. DJ moving into Mike, Nate at Sam. It's all a learning process, and it's taken a lot of patience on our players, but they've worked hard on the practice field, and we're going to continue to work hard on the practice field and try to help them any way we can as coaches and get it fixed.
Which is crucial because with the bye week looming next week, the Broncos desperately need momentum.
It's big, you know. I mean, you want to win games. I mean, that's the biggest thing for us, is to try to get a win going into the bye, and then, you know, having a week off. But, you know, this is a divisional game. It was the team that won the division last year, so that's the way we're looking at it. We just want to get a win and try to win as many games as we possibly can.
It makes life a lot more livable, and it's just good to have positive vibes going into the bye week. But most importantly, it's the next game on our schedule, and we need to get a win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes you feel a lot better about yourself heading into a bye. There's no doubt about it. But importance-wise, they're all just as important.
But the fact that this is a division game makes the stakes all the higher against the Chargers.
I think they're just a little off as a team thus far. But we understand and respect what a personnel-wise, what a great team this is, and understand how desperate they are and feel like they need a win. But we're kind of in the same situation ourselves. We've been close, but just not clicking all the way. And in the NFL, that will get you beat. So you're going to see two teams that really need a win, you know, coming out, and I think it should be a great game.
We'll have more in the post-game wrap-up. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.